These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by the Teaching Company. These lectures are titled Between the Rivers, The History of Ancient Mesopotamia, Part 3, Empires of the East. Lecture 25, Internationalism.
We have spent the last few lectures exploring aspects of cultural history in Mesopotamia to gain insight into the concerns of farmers, midwives, scribes, and bakers. We'll now return to our survey of the political history of the region, and in this lecture, take a look at the Near East as a whole. The last ruler whom we discussed was the 18th century king Hammurabi of Babylon, who created a territorial state centered in Babylon, with borders reaching up the Euphrates into northern Syria. As we look at the historical development of Mesopotamia, we see that the shift from the city-state to a regional or territorial state sets the foundation for the first millennium empires that characterize the Near East. We will also see over the next several lectures how the role of the king shifts as a result of this different political hierarchy. The Babylonian state was defeated in 1595 BC when the Hittites from Anatolia pushed south and sacked the city, but they did not occupy the region. However, the sources for the next few centuries in Mesopotamia and in the Near East in general are fairly fragmentary. In this lecture, we will examine an exceptional period of international diplomacy in the 14th century BC. The powers involved controlled most of the Near East, Egypt, Hittite Anatolia, Kassite Babylonia, and Mitanni and Assyria, who ruled successively in northern Mesopotamia. I will first give a brief overview of these different groups and the regions that they governed, and then we'll set out the evidence for the diplomatic negotiations in the 14th century. The relations between the rulers of these different powers and how they established and maintained these relationships are illustrated by the texts that date to the 14th century. From this point on, the important states in the Near East viewed control of Syria-Palestine as key to their access to east-west trade routes, and we'll see, especially in the first millennium, that the access to the Mediterranean coast becomes increasingly important to both Mesopotamia and to Egypt. So we'll be spending quite a bit of time in this region. In Babylonia, a semi-nomadic group from Elam called the Kassites had taken control after the destruction of Babylonia in 1595 BC. And they ruled there for about 400 years or so. The exact chronology is a little uncertain. This makes them the longest ruling dynasty in Babylonian history. The Kassites adopted traditional Babylonian culture, settling in cities, promoting the literary and scientific thought that had flourished in Babylon, and even worshiping Babylonian deities together with their own. So it makes it a little difficult to identify what is specifically Kassite during this particular rule. Northern Mesopotamia was controlled successively by Mitanni and then Assyria. Mitanni is known almost exclusively from Egyptian, Assyrian, and Hittite texts, and some archaeological evidence. So there are many gaps in our knowledge of this culture. You might recall that I mentioned the city of Nuzi in northern Mesopotamia when we discussed cities. The archives of Nuzi mention their Mitanni overlords, and this gives us at least some idea of the extent of Mitanni power. Despite the minimal evidence for their culture, Mitanni was clearly a major power, controlling land from northern Syria east to northern Mesopotamia, and with an army sufficient to challenge the other powers in the Near East.